whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
Hello out there, this is Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intense City with Luando and aka Mawanza. We're doing well, this is our best show. We normally say, you know, this is your home, a place to be, where you get encouraged, where you get moved by the word of God. We call it Quiet Times. Why? Because we want to get people close to God, and we do that by in the mornings. You can actually do it, do it anytime. But the most important time, I think, which makes things easy, it's when you do it in the morning. You just read your Bible. Allow God to speak to you, because that's what we need. So we call this show Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity with AKA Mawanza here.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. Yeah. Welcome to awesome, amazing show. As Luando has said, this is Quiet Times on Intensity. You know, this is a show where we just give you the word of God, encourage you by giving you the awesome word of God, and inspiring you. And probably, you know, somewhere in the line, you're probably depressed, you're probably down. There's a whole lot of things that are going wrong in your life, and you're thinking, wow, I feel like, you know what, I can't take it anymore. You know, you feel like, you know what, it's as if you are wearing a heavy bag that's full of bricks, you know, those heavy bricks and all that. But then, you know, as you are listening to this show, we are here to just make it to a point that, you know what, you take off that bag that's full of bricks, and you feel free. Actually, you feel free, like, you know what, I'm free and all that, you know. So if you know that, you feeling down and all that, it's not a mistake that you're listening to our awesome show, man. Welcome to our amazing show called Quiet Times on Intensity. As Luando said, I'm Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and we are all the way from Johannesburg South in South Africa. You know, South is it's the area of Johannesburg, so now it sort of looks weird when I say Johannesburg South Africa, like it, South.
Mm. The nickname from now on is South.
Man, nah. Yeah, and don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, forward slash at activefm247. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram page, at activefm247. Otherwise, before we go anyway, Luando,
yeah,
how was your week so far? How's the week? You know, I don't know if you noticed something, yeah? The year's almost ending, like literally, like
almost close, like, to Christmas.
It's like small gap of weeks that's left, and the year's like done. Yeah. Never mind Christmas, but like the year's almost done. Almost.
How can we never mind Christmas?
I mean, like, I'm saying Christmas is here, but then obviously now 2020 is around the corner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to take offense there.
No.
Into your mind.
Yeah.
No. Extend that for us.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do? How's your year so far? How's your year been so far?
I think. Wow, yeah, I didn't expect that question. Makes you think, like, from the beginning, what happened? It was a good year.
Yeah.
Being blessed and having exploded inside so much that I never thought so. Mm. So much that it's even, you know, it's hard even to explain. You see what I'm saying? So in every area, but I've actually exploded inside in terms of drawing close to God, in terms of myself,
yeah,
loving myself, in terms of loving my babe, my chocolate and future. Yeah, my wife, because I'm going to get married. So in terms of that area, you know, I believe personal love exploded. Not perfect yet, and there's a lot to learn. So, but I believe in a way there is a foundation. Do you understand? So that when that happens, It won't be the thing of we're starting from A, stuff like that. I've explored it in terms of family, vision, family. As I said, you know, this is an explosion that took place inside of me. I've explored it in terms of ministry. I've explored it in terms of work. And I'm talking about the personal. It's like this internal explosion within me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. It has been a good year.
Yeah.
Because, end of the day, it's like coming from this year, but I know where I'm heading to.
Yeah.
In every area of my life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that means that everything is just structured. There's a vision and all that. And now, one thing I've been learning about is planning. Mm. Planning in advance and strategizing, sketching things. And I appreciate what I do at work, graphic design, because it really goes together with what God has been teaching me, with the purpose that God has for me. So it has been incredible, and I know that I'm heading to something that's very big beyond my comprehension. And yourself?
Yeah, wow. Since you say you're gonna get married, have you set a date yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Aye. Yeah,
but soon, eh? Yeah, get married soon. I confess, I have faith. Yeah. When I say soon, that means even if in a year, that's still soon. Even if it takes 1 year, 6 months, that's still soon, man. Yeah.
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 That's awesome. I can see your faith is like, yeah, that's the faith that you have and all that. You know, even me, I'm going to get married. If you have a faith that you're going to get married, even me, I'm going to get married as well.
this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Myself. Yeah. The year has been, it's been awesome. It's been, for Southern Airline, it's been, a rocket where, like, you know, things are just going fast, free, and all that, you know, like, things have been happening and all that, but, you know, through Christ, I've been growing more and more in strength, and I can see even my character keeps on changing every now and again, and because obviously you cannot remain the same person each and every time you get a challenge within a year, you know, and within that, every time challenges come, like something, like my character just changes, say, wow, is this how things are happening, and then boom, I change and become a better person than I was from the previous month or whatever, from the previous week or the previous day. Because I always say that, you know, your character, you cannot remain the same person for the rest of the year, for the whole year. Like, because of January, you're still the same person, and then it's November now and you're still the same person, you know, because of what. But no, the whole lot of things that you've been overcoming and all that should be changing. You're like, you know what, I've learned from my mistakes, I've learned from these things, and therefore I want to change and become a better person this year before the year ends and all that.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, it's been awesome. And you know another thing, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's been an awesome thing this year.
Yeah.
Is South Africa Springboks winning the World Cup? Yes,
champion.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been another year with that and all that. You know, even this past Monday they ended their trophy tour at the Western Cape in South Africa. You know, they were just going around South Africa, just showing the World Cup and showing the unity, showing that, you know what, we won the World Cup not just for the team but for the whole nation and all that. And they went around the whole country and they showed the cup and the Web Ellis, that's what they call the cup, the Web Ellis Cup, you know, and it's been awesome and all that. And I could see that, you know, there's unity in the nation with that. There's unity because as everyone was standing together and just to see the team coming through their streets and showing off with their World Cup and showing off that, you know what, we won the World Cup for you guys because you guys showed us the unity and all that and so forth. So yeah, it's been awesome. It's been a year. It's been an awesome year. We just have like six to seven weeks left and then the year's over. Wow. It's been an amazing year and all that, no?
So hey guys, this is Sean from Hillsong Pretoria. You're listening to Active FM and the Christ music is hot music. See you later, man.
is so shaken. All my hope is in you. Your name is higher, your name is greater. All my hope is in you. Your word, I'm feeling your promise, I'm shaking. All my hope is in you.
Music is hot music.
This is Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity with aka Mawanza and Luando. What we're talking about, thriving through the storms. Thriving through the storms.
Yeah.
It's for me, it touches my heart, you know. What do you say?
Yeah.
Because like you're thinking, what does this mean?
Yeah, it's a big topic. It's where, like, you know, at, it's a big topic. It's where, like, you know, you're going through storms. Someone line, the storms are huge and all that, but you're still going through them. You're overcoming those storms.
Vigorously.
Yeah, and you're standing firm without, you know what, without anything. Because obviously you'll have all the, as I say before we went to music, that, you know, like I was speaking about, like throughout this year, you know, a lot of probably my character's been changing because of challenges and going through the storms and all that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's basically, that topic is coming back to what I was saying before. So yeah that's what I,
Yeah.
So Lwando, let's hear what you can tell us more about this topic, because I can see
you know those second. Moments when you're at work,
yeah,
and you're working,
yeah,
and next thing you fall asleep. You know those moments,
yeah.
And I think they, you know, most of the times being in a meeting and you. You're tired, and then you thrive.
Yeah.
Through, because you're feeling asleep, and you just, sometimes you just find yourself, your hair just going down. Up. Down. And then next thing, up. And I go, everyone. But you know those guys who, in a meeting, will just sleep. And next thing, they wake up, they're clapping hands. Or they're writing, you're like, eh! But you know, I think that's one of the things where it's like, it's funny, because sometimes we really fight this thing, and it's just like on you. You're trying to escape, you try to stay awake, but you can't. You know, this is a very, very important topic. So this whole thing, it comes from Mark chapter 13. Verse 1, almost like the whole chapter. So just to give you context, is that the disciples actually ask, they tell Jesus about how the temple is so beautiful, the material that was used to build the temple is so amazing, and Christ, he tells them that, you know, there won't even be one stone standing on another one. So what happened is that they came to Jesus and they asked him, and Jesus began to tell them about the future. And you know, sometimes I think it's something that we can take it for granted, but when Christ speaks, he says what he says, he means what he means, and what he says will happen.
Yeah.
And so here the disciples, chapter 13 verse 1 says, as Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." "Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. No one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down. Everyone will be thrown down. So verse 3 begins to say, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" So that's where now, you know, Jesus went on to say, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many. When you hear of the wars, rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will come against nation, kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be earthquakes in various places, famines, and these are the beginnings of the birth pains. You must be on your guard." I love that. "You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local council and flogged in synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And then he carries on to say, you know, everyone will hate you. Everyone will do this. And then when verse 21 says, at that time, if anyone says to you, look here, is the Messiah, or look here, he is, do not believe, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. You know, there's actually one that speaks about, you know, some people, they will give up. They will give up their faith. Many people will pull away from God. And this is the thing. This is what we need to be praying for. This is something that we need to be praying for, because if something like this at this moment can break out in our nation, to be honest, what are we gonna do? I mean, as a Christian, what you gonna do? And we actually see these places. I mean, one of the latest news, it's about what's happening in Algeria. So where the population of Algeria, it's like 41 million people, and then Christians, there's only 200 estimated, from 20,000 to 200 Christians out of all that population. And so it's like this small remnant of Christians in Algeria. But now what has been happening is that churches have been closed. People's requests about, you know, the government, what the government did was actually there was a law that the government put to say, okay, people are given the freedom to actually worship. You see what I'm saying? But specific for Christians, it's like that law doesn't actually exist.
Yeah.
So now when people like a Christian will stand and say, you know, this is what was said, and we have the right, but you know, whatever they will be requesting will be declined, to say, you know, to not support what was said before. So Christians, like, they don't stand a chance. And we see this thing, you know, happening in many different places. And looking at the whole earth and different nations, and we have things like, most of the time, see that a nation is religious, and religion, it's not a, it's not a complicated word to say, yeah, but you're religious and all that. Religious comes from being religion, and religion actually means belief. That's what you believe in.
Yeah.
And then everyone believes in something. I don't know if you know that. You don't believe there's God, but it's you believing that there is no God. So you believing. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist or what, but you believe. That's your belief. That's your religion. You see? So that's the thing. And I see it so many times where, as people will say, you know, we're being religious. We're doing that and that and that and that. But being religious is an act of what? It's you acting based on your belief. You see, so that's the thing to say, you know, we all believe. Most of the times is that we have nations that also, like, will be identified based on the economy system that they're using, like communist capitalism, stuff like that. And it's either a nation focuses on that, or a nation focuses on what? On a religion belief, whatever the belief is. But that's what we have in our nation. These are the things that we place above ourselves and we look up to. It's either communist, it's either capitalism, it's either socialist, it's either Islam, it's either Christianity, whatever it is, it's either Hinduism. You know, we have all these nations being controlled by, you know, this either religion or economy system. And there's a clash. What happens is that Christ says, you know, when you move from this one nation, you go preach. What will happen is that many people will hate you. You will be brought before many governors and kings. And we have actually seen certain economy, you know, systems or a system that will be against Christianity, that will be against religion. But we have seen also at the same time, you know, it's like these systems, they fight. There's a clash. You look at even the religions, they don't support each other because there's a clash. And it's in those systems and religions where now we have a problem, and we have a lot of our brothers that have lost their lives and they're still being persecuted. If you go like to places like North Korea, you don't have a right to be a Christian. It's not right. It's either you recount Jesus, you disown Jesus, or you die. So if you go to places like Indonesia, you go to places like India, you go to places like Eritrea, you go to places like North Nigeria, there are so many places. But you know, there are people who are going through this thing. And what I love is that these people are still standing. These people are still standing, and the power of God is there. So, you know, one of the things, we normally don't hear stuff like this, especially in persecuted churches, because what you hear is that people, they die, it's either they were brought before whatever rulers and they were killed. But now what happened, there was this moment, this a Muslim guy is not as believing, but is from those Muslim countries. And this guy, he believes in Jesus, and Jesus told him that, you know, we're gonna win many Muslims to myself. And one day what happened is that one of the guys, you know, the ISIS, so the member of the ISIS came with a gun running to shoot him. So when he came by the gate, and he just told him, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit behind you. There's nothing he could do. He couldn't run away, he couldn't hide, because the guy was there with the gun and running to catch him. And he just stand there, he stood there, and he just proclaimed the name of Jesus. He proclaimed the name of Jesus and declared the power, which is the Holy Spirit. And what happened was incredible, because the same guy that came to shoot him was the same guy who left that place saved. Who left that place saved. And the thing is that we need to seek God. We need to seek God, because we're still able to see God in these hard times. And sometimes we can be a church that's sleeping. Why? Because we are so much into the things of the world. We are comfortable. And what we need to do now is to do what is to repent. And I love one of the preachers that were listening to and speaking about, you know, being a person, you need to be serviced. You need to be filled. You need to have time with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So that when you're running, you don't crash. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, when persecution comes, we shouldn't be crashing and falling apart, because we are also discipled to be able to thrive through what? To thrive through the persecution that can take place. And one of the things, it doesn't matter. I know these people are being persecuted in physical, with physical pain, but you know the enemy is always persecuting us. And the most important thing is to thrive and hold until that day where we can be saved. The Bible says those who don't hold on until they are saved, they won't inherit the kingdom of God. They won't be saved. And God says it doesn't take pleasure in those who give up. And the most important thing is that we need to stand strong. I've been in my life, like, you know, when things were tough, and I was sitting there and just asking myself, does this Jesus thing work? Why am I doing here? What am I doing here? Why am I here? Why do I believe in Jesus? But you know, and I was so tempted to say, you know, I give up Jesus. I'm just going to carry on with my life. But what life? That's the thing. That's what got me to say, okay, what life? Because without Jesus, there's no other life. I've lived the life that I would live if I give up Jesus. And I know it's not life. It has so much pain, you're being lost, and you will never be right when you know Christ is the truth and you have experienced Him and you give up Him. So it's very important that we hold on. There will be many false prophets. We can have people in our churches deceiving us. People calling themselves the messiahs. We can have, imagine Luando comes to you, I'm the messiah, man, with the big, No, but there are people who actually do that. And Christ is speaking about the future. You know, we shouldn't be ignorant. Because if you're not really asking God about the future, that God will reveal the future and that God will save you from the future, then you're ignorant. What you're thinking about is today. So the most important thing is to really know what will happen and how you will do. How will you do in the future? How will you do? So that's the thing. We need to hold on, and Jesus Christ has to become the most important thing. Here we're not talking about prosperity and all that. We're just encouraging people, Christians, that people, why would persecuted people actually die for nothing? There's no way that you will die for nothing. It's because they've experienced something. I love this. So when I was still in college, and this guy was explaining this for me, to say there were these 10 guys, I hope I'm right, and it was like in Rome, you know, in those stadiums where they will watch Christians or shoot them, and they were put in a queue, and they had to give up Jesus. And then what happened was that they started with the first one to say, give up Jesus. They said, no, they shoot him. He fell. Next one, give up Jesus. They shoot him. He fell. I don't know if they pierced him with a spear, because at that time it seemed like there was no, you know, guns. But there were many times where people would be shot and all that. So I'll use a gun. Third one, shoot. Ask him, recant Jesus. Do you want Jesus and all that? He said, no. I don't. I believe in Jesus. They shoot him. The fourth one, the fifth one, the sixth one, and then the eighth guy, they shot him also. He didn't recount Jesus. And then they went to the ninth guy, and he didn't recant Jesus. And you know what happened? The tenth guy said, he saw everyone dead. He became so scared. He said, I recant Jesus.
Yeah.
But now what happened was that when he said, I recant Jesus, one of the soldiers that was there saw one of the guys that died, that fell, that was lying on the ground dead with the crown covered with what? With gold. And when he saw that, he stepped in and said, I believe in Jesus. So they shot him. And I think that's actually a beautiful story, that someone else actually saw, wow, this is amazing. Yeah. His spiritual eyes were opened, like, wow, he would actually die just to have Jesus because of what he saw.
Yeah.
And it's very amazing when we hold on God, what we will get. What is the reward? Everlasting life.
Yeah.
That's the most important life that we need.
Yeah, you know, that's an awesome story we have about this guy dying for Jesus, and dying to, like, literally giving up all. Because why? Because he believes in Jesus, and nothing is going to stop him from believing in Jesus, even if it's a big gun and all that. But he decided, not, I'm not going to give up on Jesus because of that gun. I'm still going to believe in Jesus and all that.
Yeah.
And with you, what would you do if that could happen for you, that, you know, someone all of a sudden just comes in and points with a gun and say, hey you, you need to give up your faith with God. What are you going to do? Are you going to just say, yes, I'm not going to give up, or are you going to say, I give up and all that? because you think, oh no, my life and all that. No, you know, it's sort of like yes, it's a trick question of like, oh, what do I do? Should I give up on Jesus or what and all that? You know, some people will be like, maybe like, for instance, I don't know, like probably like, you know, people choose money, more money than God. Mm-hmm. So which one are you choosing between God and money? Which is your faith there? Because in the Bible it says you cannot serve two masters.
Mm.
You cannot serve two masters. You can only serve one master. Which is your master? Which is the one that you are having faith for? Which one is the one that, you know what, I love it. I love him so much. And that should be Jesus. Jesus loves so much, loves you so much and all that. You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. You can be going through a whole lot of storms and all that.
Mm.
But if you know that, you know what, through all the storms, I will go through and I'll make it, and I'll make it fair and square through those storms, you know, because you believe and you have faith that, you know what, I will make it and all that. You know, as we've been saying that, you know, we're coming to an end of the year and all that. And you should be like, they should be like, you know what, I'm thankful that I'm still around, because now, you know, the year's about to end and I'm still around, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how it is, that, you know what, Jesus loves you guys so much, you know.
So much. Yeah. So we came to the point.
Yeah.
Of conclusion. I'm just going to pray. It's not specific, an altar call. But you know, and a prayer of encouragement of the Holy Spirit being within us,
mm-hmm.
and helping us to thrive, to triumph, to conquer, no matter what happens, so that we don't lose our positions in heaven.
Mm.
And you know, there's nothing that will be, or can be, or is developed as heaven. Doesn't matter what technology we get out there, it's amazing.
Mm.
You know, when everyone speaks about going to Mars, I love the stars, I love the universe, but Christ himself just speaks about, you know, the stars will fall, heavenly bodies will also tremble, the moon will become dark, stuff like that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So the most important thing, either your focus is on the moon, it's on the stars. Christ says, you know, let your focus be on me, because even such life up there will perish.
Mm.
So Christ has to be everything. We can pray. Dear Jesus, Lord, we honor you, Lord. We declare, God, your strength, your Holy Spirit, Lord, to strengthen us, Lord, in every situation. We pray, God, specific for Algeria. We pray, God, for not Nigeria, for North Korea. We pray in Jesus' name, Father God, for any Christian out there that's persecuted, God, that, Lord, you will really be their strength. You will really cover them, Lord, with your power. And, Lord, their focus, Lord, will be who you are, and their hearts will be rooted in who you are. I pray that you provide for them, Lord, a physical materials, Father God, that they need. Food, Lord, clothes, Jesus, Lord. We pray, Father God, that, Lord, you will help us as Christians to remain as one body, united, supporting each other. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys for listening to our awesome, amazing show. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page @ActiveFM247 @ActiveFM247. And also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram page @ActiveFM247 @ActiveFM247. Others, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
I am strong.
presence I find hope, Jesus. When stormy seas surround me and I fail to see your goodness, I will run to your presence, where your love covers me. Yeah.
clear.